The Alaska Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling dismissing charges against three Southeast subsistence fishermen. In an opinion issued today, the Alaska Supreme Court found because the regulation used to cite the men was not created according to law, it was unenforceable. The decision could have a major impact on Department of Fish and Game bag limits across the state. KTOO's Jennifer Canfield reports.
Estrada versus the state of Alaska concerned three men accused of taking more fish than their permits allowed. A fourth man who didn't have a permit was also cited but pled out. Rocky Estrada, Scott Hunter, Stanley Johnson, and former Angoon Senator Albert Kukesh were arrested in July 2009 for harvesting 148 fish. Their permits only allowed for 15 sockeye salmon per family.
I wasn't even fishing that day. My brother was fishing. But when I saw them, Fish and Game came in and started giving them a citation, I was looking for something that we could challenge the particular bag limit.
That's Kukesh. He served in both bodies of the Alaska legislature for a total of 16 years. At the time of the citations, he was representing Senate District C, which included a number of Southeast villages.
So when I saw them giving my brother the citation, I went over and I said, here's my permit. I want to get a citation to it.
The charges were dismissed by a judge at first, but the state appealed. The fishermen saw the citations as unfair. Kukesh said no one in Angoon recalled the Department of Fish and Game consulting with locals informally, which the department claims it did, let alone officially. If they had, Kukesh says the resulting regulation that set the bag limit may have been more agreeable to locals.
Maybe we can agree on the 15 fish, but we have to define family. We have to define how do you get to 15 fish? Because less than a mile away from where we got sighted, commercial fishermen were fishing, catching all the fish they wanted.
In 2013, the Alaska Court of Appeals reinstated the charges. Their reasoning was that because the legislature knew the Board of Fisheries was enacting this kind of regulation, their inaction to amend or clarify the board's power indicated that they believed the board acted within its authority. That's a conclusion the Supreme Court found to be beside the point. For the justices, the question wasn't about the authority to create regulations. It was about whether those regulations were established according to the Administrative Procedures Act, a law that defines the process for creating a regulation. How extensively this decision will affect bag limits across the state is still unknown.
This may not be just for the bag limit in Angoon. There's bag limits for everything in the state, for moose, for deer, for everything. And we don't think that this is going to be such a small Angoon case. It's going to be an Alaska case.
That's really the question we're wrestling with, too. We're going to pull together our directors on Monday morning and with the Department of Law and just kind of walk through it.
Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Kevin Brooks says the department is still figuring out what the decision means.
It has resource management implications, and they're pretty varied. So we have to spend some time, and it's both commercial sport, subsistence, wildlife, you know, we've got to spend some time and figure it out.
Kukesh says this is just one of many issues surrounding subsistence management in the state that will be challenged over the years. He says this case was about making the department consult with those in rural Alaska.
So we intended to fight this. We intended to challenge it, and we did. And today, after all those years and all of that heartache and all that stress, we finally got a result that we think was right.
A spokeswoman for the governor said the Walker administration is still reviewing the case. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.